This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do.
From the White House Rose Garden yesterday, President Donald Trump regarding the racial unrest plaguing the United States.
All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain.
Outside the White House grounds, it was a peaceful demonstration on the streets of Washington, D.C. 20 minutes remained before a 7 p.m. curfew was to begin, but the president ordered the National Guard to use tear gas and bullets to disperse the crowd so that he could march across Lafayette Park to St. John's Episcopal Church to hold a Bible over his head. But the president on Tuesday morning declared on Twitter, Washington, quote, had no problems last night. Many arrests, great job done by all, overwhelming force, domination. Likewise, Minneapolis was great. Thank you, President Trump. Former Vice President Joe Biden, President Trump's presumptive Democratic opponent in the November national election, attacked the U.S. leader's response to the week of coast-to-coast violence.
When peaceful protesters dispersed in order for a president from the doorstep of the people's house, the White House, using tear gas and flash grenades in order to stage a photo op in one of the most historic churches in the country, or at least in Washington, D.C., we can be forgiven for believing the president's more interested in power than in principle.
This